Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Lioness of Morocco by Julia Drosten, translated by Christiane Galvani, performed by Henrietta Mier. Part 1. The Blue Pearl of the Atlantic, 1835 to 1840. Nothing shall ever happen to us except that which God has ordained for us. And if you put your faith in God, he will guide your heart. For God knows all things. The Quran. Chapter 1. London, June 1835. The 15 clerks taking their lunch break in the counting house of the Spencer & Son Shipping Company almost choked on their food. There at the door stood Sibylla Spencer, visibly out of breath and pressing an envelope against her chest as she looked from one startled face to the next. The boss's 23-year-old daughter normally visited only once a year, when she and her stepmother distributed Christmas presents. Yet it was not Christmas, but the middle of June. It did not bode well that Sibylla had appeared unannounced, distraught, and it would seem unaccompanied in the rough masculine world of the Port of London. At least this was what Mr. Donovan, the lead accountant, feared. He stepped away from his desk with some hesitation.
"Your father is in a meeting with the dock committee, Miss Spencer. He should be back within half an hour. Do you wish to wait for him? Peter," he motioned to one of the apprentice clerks, "get a chair for Miss Spencer."
As Sibylla impatiently shook her head, another voice came from a desk near the window.
"This seems urgent. I shall escort you, Miss Spencer, if you will allow me. I was on my way to the docks anyway."
A tall young man with an elaborately tied silk cravat, stylishly tight vest and highly polished shoes, took a briefcase from his desk, walked over to Sibylla and bowed briefly, folding his tall frame in half like a pocket knife.
"Benjamin Hopkins," he said in a slightly nasal, vaguely arrogant voice. "I'm your father's leading purchasing agent."
Relieved, Donovan retreated to his desk. Benjamin heard muttering and felt the piercing eyes of his co-workers on his back. All of 28 years old, he had managed to become the right-hand man of shipping and business magnate, Richard Spencer. And he never missed an opportunity to make the boss aware of his colleague's smallest mistakes. That, along with his fastidious attire and affected speech, led to widespread dislike and ridicule. Yet if Benjamin was sweating under his high-collared shirt, it was not because of the palpable hostility from his co-workers, but rather...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?